The Big 550 KTRS.
The Rat Pack is back at the Fabulous Fox Theater May 15th through the 17th, and you can win tickets on KTRS. Right now, text Rat Pack to 84126 or go to KTRS.com and register in the contest tab to see the Rat Pack. Winners will receive two premium seats to the performance of The Rat Pack is Back at the Fabulous Fox Theater May 15th from KTRS.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on sunny side.
Pruebas, uno, dos, tres. Pruebas, uno, dos, tres. That's Spanish for testing 1, 2, 3. You didn't know that, did you?
I knew the 1, 2, 3 part. Yeah. I don't think I need testing.
You learn a lot here. Stick with me.
What's testing?
Pruebas.
Our forecast calls for flurries of passion, followed by extended periods of getting it on.
Pruebas. P-R.
Gold dust at my feet.
Gold on my feet. On the sunny side of the street.
Is that Pierre?
No, my name is Claude Langer. Any other questions?
No. Well, Pierre's another great joke that we can't tell on the air.
Yeah, Pierre is a great joke. Pierre, the fighter pilot?
Yes.
Yeah. Bring that back pretty soon, which I'm glad you mentioned, a joke we haven't done for a while. Got an email from a guy named David. Thank you, David. And David said, hey, I heard you asking for jokes. How about one of these? And he names a couple of jokes. And I wrote him back and I said, David, I think you misheard what happened yesterday. Was that somebody emailed and said, hey, if you'll tell this joke, even if it's not time for it to come back around again, I'll give you $400 for St. Jude, for Window World. I said, done, and we told it. And then another guy says, I'll give you $200 if you'll tell this joke. Done, we did it. He missed that part. He thought I was just looking for jokes. I don't think I'll ever be looking for, I have plenty of jokes.
No.
Wrote him back. He writes me back and goes, I didn't know that. Here's $200. So he's going to go, you know, online, frankopinion.com, and make a donation for $200. I'm telling you, the last couple of days, something great has happened. Welcome to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. This is the last day of April. You'll never see another April day in 2015. Because, as you know, 30 days have September, April, June, and November. All the rest have 31, except for February, which sometimes is 27, 28, 29. Yeah, that's the worst poem ever written because the last part doesn't rhyme with anything. So here we are, once again, on a Thursday, which is our favorite day because we have more big open space time to play. And for you to call, it's also Talent Day. And the last couple of Thursdays have been incredible. I mean, this is your day to entertain us, and you're doing a pretty good job of it. So if you have a talent that's audible, we'd love to hear it. I will periodically give out the phone numbers. Now, if you need to work up your courage, you can write the number down and call later, 314-969-KTRS or 888-550-KTRS. And throughout the show, you can call about that or anything else. Now, one other thing before the Burke segment. I don't sound like Groucho Marx for that. Now, one other thing before the Burke segment. Yesterday and the day before, we talked a little, but the audience and the callers wanted to talk a lot about Baltimore and whatever. And I got some emails from people going, oh, man, way to go, way to say stuff nobody else will say. But I got one email from a guy named Andy, and it was the only negative email, but his email made a lot of sense to me, and we've talked about this before. So what I'm going to do today is tell you folks that I am going to try my best from here on out. And it's very tough to do sometimes, because every once in a while, something happens in the world that you feel like I have to say something. I'm gonna try my best not to do that. Nothing about let Baltimore burn, whatever happen. And I'm gonna try not to comment on it, and politics too. And I'll tell you why. Because 18 years, almost 18 years, we've sat here. And when we do deviate from nonsense and juvenile delinquent humor, we get really pretty serious. And I will deliver what I think is a common sense message. And I may be right and I may be wrong, but it really doesn't even matter. Because if you think about it, what we say or kick around or talk, and I know it's therapeutic and it's good to get it out and talk about it, but it doesn't do anything. It doesn't accomplish anything.
Right.
Let me use an example. Use the example of Rush Limbaugh. And I know he's on a competing station. Probably the most powerful political pundit there is. Extremely conservative. Way to the right. He has the attention of lots of people, yet even he, for all he does, he has no power. He has no influence. It hasn't changed anything. He railed on Obama. He's not an American citizen. Guess who got elected? Barack Obama. So this little piddly show, which has nowhere near the audience he has, is certainly not going to change the world if we talk about it. It's just that sometimes it feels good and you can't help it. Now, when we say things like, and I haven't talked about this yet, but about a week and a half ago, I guess it was, or maybe almost 2 weeks ago, out in California, they have that Coachella. It's a bunch of rock stars, and they have these outdoor concerts, and it's followed the next week by Stagecoach, which is the country music concerts. And some kid at Coachella decided, I guess, to get real high and wander off away from the concert site and lie down and take a nap on the railroad tracks, and it ran over him and killed him. Now, that's the kind of stuff we can't help but talk about, and we always will. Because we've said many times, when people get hit by a train and somebody who was with them says, we just didn't hear it coming. We don't understand. How can that be?
I don't know, so don't
pick up a copperhead. You know, we'll talk about that. But when it comes to Hillary or the Bushes or... I am, honest to goodness, I am going to try to stay away from it. Because if by doing it, we lose one listener, it's one too many. But by not doing it, we're not going to lose any listeners because we didn't talk about race or politics. Nobody's going to say, well, I'm not going to listen to them again. They don't talk about racial stuff.
Oh, right, yeah.
So we're not going to... So that's what I'm going to try to do.
Those topics, people are so dug in
on dug
one
in is
side
a great
or the
word.
Other.
And dug in is a great word, and that's why nothing changes.
You're never going to convince anybody to change their
mind. That's exactly why it doesn't do any good. Because I truly believe that when people think they're right, they're not changing their mind.
No.
It's very seldom that somebody does a complete 180 and goes, whoa, I never thought about it that way. I was wrong about that.
Yeah.
No, they dig in further because they refused to admit that they were wrong. So it accomplishes nothing, so we're going to try to avoid it. Notice I said try, because I know something's going to happen where I'm going to go, okay, I can't stand this.
You can only bite your tongue for so long.
And I'm going to bite it now. You'll go, I know I said I wasn't going to talk about this.
Well, but you're not going to hear that anytime soon, I don't think. So in that vein, we start with what we have called for years the Burke segment, and it goes like this. Does anybody have anything to say?
I do.
Ooh, well. Dan Strauss, everybody. Dan, it's all yours.
Well, I was debating mentioning this.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I was debating mentioning this during the Burke segment, but it happened here in the studio, or here at the station, a little while ago, while John Carney's show was on. And John Carney had a had a transgender guest in the studio.
You know that John Carney is transgender.
He is?
Uh-oh. I thought everybody knew.
Now
it's out. I'm kidding. He's not.
Now, what did he change to?
No, he's not. I'm kidding. So he had a guest.
Yeah. What is he now? It's hard to tell.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? I wouldn't have said that. It's hard to tell. Hey, John, I didn't say that. That was peon.
Just kidding, Johnny.
Yeah. No, he's not. Okay, so he had a transgender man. If
a
they
woman.
Say it's a transgender man, that means it was a woman, because you're speaking present tense.
Right.
It was a man. So this was what? A woman who was a man?
Was a man, yes.
Yes, yes.
So this is a transgender woman.
Yes.
Okay. And I think that's how it works.
I was up front, and I was just talking to, and I had no idea that they had someone coming in, and they came in and asked that they said they were going to be on John Carney's show, and I was up front talking with Joan.
You didn't walk up to her and say you want to do it, did you?
No.
Okay. Well, hold on.
So,
this is Dan being Dan's story. Go ahead.
And it's only, and I don't know. It's I was talking with Joan and talking with
and Sherry. I'm sure she coming into the station didn't know who all knew she was coming in and who knew.
In the front lobby. Yeah, you got to assume.
I mean, they may have been told that I'm having a transgender woman on, the front desk person, but
I
don't think in this case nobody knew who she was.
No one knew up front. No one knew at all. And she walked up and she says, "Excuse me, do you have a restroom?" And I said, "No, we don't. You have to use the bushes here in the lobby."
Which she could have taken to mean you don't get to use the man or the women's bathroom.
Right, yeah, exactly.
I had no clue.
Dan being the yes.
I went down and got something.
One of your stupid jokes.
No, you know what, though? Anybody could have done that. I mean, he's just being funny.
Right.
But, yeah.
I went down and got something to eat. And I came back.
Trying.
Sherry's looking for you. Everybody's looking for you. Oh, my God. Like, what happened? And then they told me, I'm like, oh, my goodness. It's like,
well, how did she react when you said use the bushes?
Oh, she laughed. She laughed and everything and went back, and Joan took her in the back and showed
Joan
her
Joan is the lady up front for people who don't know.
Yeah. Took her in the back and showed her where the bathroom
Which was. Restroom did she use?
I'm assuming. I didn't know. I didn't walk back there.
I would be curious to know.
Well, if Joan didn't know, I'm sure she just took her.
Oh, Joan took her to the women's. Yeah, because Joan didn't know.
Now, I didn't hear the show. Did he get into whether or not she's had her thing taken off?
I don't know. I didn't hear that.
I don't know.
Let me ask you this. Do you think if a woman who is more woman than men, Bruce Jenner, do you think at this point, because he still now puts on dresses, even though he hasn't had all the surgery done, do you think somebody with a penis should go in the women's restroom, even though they're dressed like a woman?
I don't know how that works. I don't know
But
what
I think that's a good question.
It is a good question, because I've never heard that broached before. What do you do? I mean, I guess...
Because if you allow that, then some sick, twisted weirdo would think, hey, I'll put on a dress and get a wig, and I'll go into the women's restrooms all the time.
And
if anybody says anything, I'll go, I'm transgender.
Yeah.
So for that reason, because it opens the door to sickos.
Aren't they starting to come up with... like unisex bathrooms now?
I think there are, more and more
some,
nowadays.
But that's never going to take off. And here's the other thing. The sick weirdos that want to see women in the restroom, what's the matter with you people? I don't want to watch even the most beautiful woman pooping or sitting on the toilet. That's not exciting to me. I guess if that's part of being sick. Oh, come on. Maybe that's part of being sick, and sickness is that gets you excited. Seeing somebody dropping the kids off at the pool.
Hey, Josh just walked in. Josh.
Josh is transgender.
Josh is transgender.
Yeah. I don't know if he wants people to know it.
Did your guest?
Does he know which restroom she went in?
No, I don't. No,
I don't
he doesn't
so.
Either.
Yeah.
He doesn't.
Did
either,
your guest today say whether or not she had the surgery yet?
She is a woman, Frank.
Ah.
So that means
but she's had her wiener cut off.
I guess you could say that, yes.
Well, but there's a big difference between yes and no. Did she talk about whether or not she'd have the surgery?
That was one of the topics that we didn't want to get too deep into, just because.
But that's personal. Like the main question.
Yes, she has, and it's a surgery that you can't get here in St. Louis or in the state of Missouri. So she had to go out of state for that.
And I don't think it's they don't cut it off. They turn it inside out.
Turn it inside out and shove it in you, sort of.
I know, fillet it.
I'm confused. Josh acted like they didn't get into that, and then he tells me, yeah, she did have it. So you did get into it.
I got into it, but not
off the air, Frank.
Oh, off the air. But see, that's what's wrong with the John Carney interviews. They ask the good questions off the air. That's the main question. That's like the number one question. Do you still have your wiener? That'd be the first question for me.
You got to phrase it a little bit more gently than that, Frank.
I don't. You do. We don't.
Right. Yeah.
we don't phrase it more gently. Thank you, Josh.
Thank you, Josh.
Everybody. Yeah. Who said some horrible things about me recently, but I still like him. Took a couple of jabs at me. So, Burke segment, where are we? Do you have anything?
Okay.
Anything else?
No, I don't have anything else.
Peon?
They don't today.
All right, let's close it. Let's close it any time.
Oh, there it is.
I'm stuck there, sorry.
Yeah. Burke segment's officially closed. We're going to take our first break. Folks, it's Thursday. When we come out of this break, I'd like for these phones to be lit up because it's talent show day. Now, real quickly, and I don't want to dwell on this, but yesterday, Gary had a tremendous idea when he emailed me and said, hey, I'll give you $200 or $4 or whatever it was if you'll tell this joke. I'm open to that today. You got a rare joke, a joke you haven't heard for a long time. If you want to kick $200 towards St. Jude Children's Hospital by way of When the World Cares, I will be happy to do that. And we're stuck at $800 as the highest bid for Dan's band. What's the name of that band?
The Southside Jazz.
Johnny
Appleseed. $800 is where we are for 4 hours. For that band of six, this is not a trio, just six people, to play wherever you want them to play. Your home, your backyard, somebody else's backyard, a little hall that you rented. Maybe you want to turn somebody's birthday celebration or retirement into something bigger. Okay, Dan's band will be there, and it's a deductible because it's for charity, and it's stuck at $800. We'd love to get $1,000 or $12 or something for that. And then before I break too, just another quick reminder, we're about halfway where I would like to see us end up with these donations to When the World Cares, which all of it goes to St. Jude. And that's the $200, and every $200 gets you an entry into the drawing, and that drawing's going to take place next week. I mean, the clock's ticking here. Next week, we probably wrap this whole thing up. And there aren't many names in there, so you got a pretty good chance. Every $200 you donate, you get a chance, an entry for your name to be drawn to sit at our table trivia night May 16th. And the way to do that is go to frankopinion.com. That's so easy. That's all you have to remember, frankopinion.com. You click enter, and there it is right in front of you, exactly what you do. It's quick. They'll call you to confirm your donation. Boom, you're done. Good luck to you. Are we still trying to locate Mr. Londell? You got him? Okay. Was he hiding?
The first line. No, he was in a meeting.
In a meeting. We'll find out what that was about. John, are you there?
Yes, I am. How are you, Frank?
Good. Did we pull you out of a meeting?
You know, you're busy. It is the last day of the month, April the 30th, and, you know, again, it's just great. The last few days of every month are just packed with customers, which we love. You know, I think they were here till about 10 o'clock last night making the final deliveries, and I'm sure we'll be here way past our 6 o'clock normal time that we close. So for your great listeners, we'll stay here as long as they want us to get these great deals to close out the month of April.
Why do you think that is, that people come in, more people come in toward the end of the month? What is that about?
I don't know. I think that we all procrastinate. But, you know, if you say at the beginning of the month we're going to buy a new car or a new truck or a pre-owned vehicle, a lot of times people just wait until the now we still sell a lot of cars, you know, in the first 20 days of the month, but the last 10 seem to just probably produce 50% of our monthly sales. I don't know. I really, and I've always said to everyone here, you know, as hard as we work, to put deals together, as we do every day. But, you know, it's just amazing how it's really based on our customers and their intent. So that just makes it very, very fun, a lot of deals.
Well, I've never understood when we take the trip every year, there are always those people that wait. We'll fill about 90% of it right away, and then there's this long dry spell, and then just about the time of the deadline, boom, here come more people, even more than we can accommodate. And the same thing with charitable stuff. You know, I'm trying to raise money for St. Jude through Window World, and honest to goodness, it's just kind of crawling along. And then yesterday, it's like somebody flipped a switch as we get close to the end, and here come some contributions. We need more, but it's just, it never fails. If you tell a lot of people, you have 7 days to do that, they'll do it on the sixth evening. That's just the way people are. And I'm bad about it, too, with certain things. Not income tax. These people that go to the post office at midnight, I don't know what that's about. I've never waited that long to do that.
I can't. I cannot stand putting anything off. You know, we have a pretty firm word here in my vocabulary. It is N-O-W, now. You know, when you tell a customer you're going to do something, do it. Do it, because you're going to forget, because you'll pick up the phone, someone else will reach you, and then you're like, oh, I forgot to call Frank back, or I forgot to take care of Frank on that tire that he needed. But just, you know, do it now. Now, and take care of customers now. And that's where we are, man. We're all about the now.
I'll tell you what I do put off, medical stuff. I'll give you an example. At a colonoscopy 10 years ago. It was 10 years ago. And when they did it, the doctor said, well, everything looks great. See you in 10 years. Well, it's been 10 years. You know when I'll go do it? About 5 years from now.
You can't do that, Frank.
Sure I can.
No, you can't. No, you can't. All you need to do is talk to one of your friends that has survived prostate cancer.
No, this is a colonoscopy.
Well, okay. Colon cancer.
Yeah. But see, here's what I think. I think sometimes when they give you, it's like expiration dates on milk, okay? They go, well, milk good till April 2nd. Yeah, it's good till April 8th, April 6th.
Or not as long, not Mimi Londonk, there's no way.
Well, not with me, because I drink it, well, I guzzle milk, it won't last that long anyway. But I think sometimes they give you it's a liability thing. They go, well, get in here in 3 years. Oil change, good example. Change your oil every 3,000 miles. That's not really necessary with newer cars. It can't hurt it. If you want to do it, it cannot hurt anything. But 4,000 is not the end of the world. So
I agree.
I give myself another year or two or three
or five.
Well,
you take care of your vehicles, right? Your cars, your trucks.
Oh, you bet I do.
Tremendous. Why not take care of your body? You know? I mean, how can you take
He's got
your...
you there, boy.
Well, I don't care about my body. I care about my cars.
That's crazy.
Yeah. You know what my wife says? She says, I cannot get you to work out. I cannot get you to lose weight. She said, I'll bet you that if I left you or I died, I'll bet the first thing you'd do would be get in great shape. You'd start dressing nice. And when she said it, I said, yeah, I probably would. And that doesn't make any sense. But that's what people do.
Yeah. She making it a threat there, or was she just trying to get you to work out?
No,
did you ever think about, like, man, maybe I'm just going to work out today for 30 minutes?
Oh, I think about it for about 2 seconds, yeah. And I also think a lot, almost every day, I look in the mirror and I go, I'm going to pay for this pretty soon, and I'm big time. And I know that. I don't know, man. I watched a commercial last night for some product, and it showed, it says, are you one of those people who wakes up in the morning and just can't wait to test your limits? And it showed some guy getting out of bed, throwing on his jogging shoes, and just hauling it out in an open area. And I thought, man, that's the last thing I think to do when I wake up. When I wake up, the first thing I think to do is go back to sleep. That's the first thing I think. I would love to be one of those people. High energy. I'm going to see if I can outdo the time, my running time and distance I did yesterday. That would be fantastic.
It is fun. You know, normally after we run a half marathon, you know, quite honestly, I take those tennis shoes and I stick them in the closet, and I usually don't grab them for another month or longer. Not this time, man. I mean, I've worked out hard. I really wanted to get a good time this time. And
you're going to visit me in the nursing home one of these days. You'll run.
I'll run to the nursing home to visit
jog.
You.
Jog to the nursing home to say hello.
Come in. I'll be sweating.
Yep.
I'll come over and probably want to give you a little man hug while you're laying there.
No, you won't, because I'll be drooling. No, I'll be drooling, and I probably have just pooped in my diaper. You don't want to give me a hug.
Yeah?
You keep your distance from
Frank,
me.
Frank, kid me? Of course I'd want to give you a hug. And help it. You're a huggable guy.
Even all right, a poopy diaper all right. wouldn't stop John from hugging.
Enough of that. That's good to know. So, what do we need to sell? It's the 30th. What do we need to move?
Well, you know what? We've had a great month. Thank you to so many of your great listeners, and they are so much fun. We just had a great, great, great time with them. And I got to tell you, okay, it's starting to drive Mimi Londoff crazy. We were at the airport, you know, in Nashville, you know, getting ready to get a rental vehicle, and some guy's walking by. He's like, hey, are you kidding me? It's Johnny Londoff, you know?
Get out of here.
He goes, I listen to you on Frank Opinion. So I'm just waving this a complete stranger. I'm like, thanks for listening.
Didn't recognize him through anything else, not TV, not other radio, but this show. That's how he recognized his voice.
It's just, this has got to be like the, you know, Academy Award winning radio show.
It is. I don't think, is there a radio award the equivalent to Emmys? I don't think there is.
The Marconi? Okay.
No, the Marconi's nothing. That's a joke. That's nothing. The average person doesn't know what the Marconis are. They know what an Emmy is, a Tony, but the average person couldn't tell you what that is. We need to create a legitimate, real Emmy, Oscar-type thing for the radio business. We'd run away with it.
You would.
Or not.
You don't want to talk about running, remember?
No, that's right. We'd walk away with it.
So even like this morning, you didn't go for a walk?
I got up and I walked to the bathroom, and I walked in and got me some toast with butter and cinnamon and sugar on it. And then I walked over to the closet and got some clothes, and that's it. That's all I walked. I have not walked anywhere today. And I know I'll pay for it. I told you that. I'll pay for it. Maybe I'll snap out of it and fix it before it really gets me. Maybe miraculous thing will happen. And
I'm going to get you working out.
No, okay? No, I don't think you are. If I do it, it'll just be because I want to do it all of a sudden. I'll just decide to try it.
All right. I'll get Mimi on it. She'll get you out there. She'll get you on the running track.
Now, for anybody, and I can't imagine who this would be unless it's somebody who just moved to town, tell them where you are and what your phone number is.
That means you want to get me off the air? That means you want to say goodbye? Basically, in a nice way, you're saying, be quiet.
Yeah, it means it's talent show day, and I want to get to the talent because we got some very entertaining people.
Okay, all right. 314-837-1800, 314-837-1800, 24-7-365 at Londoff.com. And if you need me, just LondoffJR at Londoff.com. I'm getting more and more emails from awesome listeners. And one gentleman sent me an email last week. He says, hey, I hear that, you know, you need to, you know, I have a situation, and I do have a situation, and we're going to have a meeting next week face-to-face. Get it all ironed out. Make sure that he stays a very happy Johnny Londoff and AM and the PM customer.
He will. All right, get ready for the get call the Florissant Police for crowd control because they're on the way. Okay.
What was that? What was that?
Are you making fun of McGraw?
Ooh. Whoa!
All right, I gotta go. I got a customer to talk to. All right.
Okay, go. Go.
Good.
See ya.
Bye.
What was that?
I don't know.
All right, we're going to break. Folks, it's talent show day. Please light the phones up. Once we get rolling, it's like it takes one person to get it started, and then all the other people go, okay, that was pretty bad. I feel good now about calling. 314-969-KTRS or 888-550-KTRS. Please don't go away. This is the Big 550 KTRS.
Meet me.
Time for a look at traffic. Here's Jim Weiland.
All right, we've already got a couple of problems out on the highways now, and it's just going to get worse because the baseball game's letting out. So amongst that, rush hour traffic's a mess. We have stop-and-go traffic on southbound 55 now. From south of Graboy all the way down to 4500 South Broadway, you've got a crash blocking the two left lanes there. On westbound 44, we're already slow now between the Merrimack River Bridge out through Bowles. On westbound 270 at McDonnell, you had a stall. Eastbound 270 jamming up from McDonnell through Highway 170. And on westbound 40, things are already jamming up from Vandeventer out through McCausland. This traffic report brought to you by the perfectly powerful peanut. Why just snack when you can power snack? Did you know that a handful of peanuts has 7 grams of plant-based protein? For more information and ideas from the perfectly powerful peanut, visit nationalpeanutboard.org. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
There is only one way to predict the future of St. Louis baseball tomorrow, and that's by listening to Memphis Redbirds games on the Big 550 KTRS. Saturday, May 2nd at 6 p.m., the Redbirds take on the New Orleans Zephyrs on KTRS. Your home of the Memphis Redbirds.
Since 1974, homeowners in the greater St. Louis area have trusted PermaJack more than any other contractor when their house is settling or if they have bowing and buckling walls. But who do you call when you notice water in the basement? Well, it's also PermaJack. The representatives at PermaJack are extremely knowledgeable in all aspects of foundation repair, including leaky basements. PermaJack provides permanent solutions to all your nagging water problems, whether it's a simple crack repair or a comprehensive drain system. They will make sure your basement remains dry, and they'll back it up with a written guarantee. So for home settling problems, bowing and buckling walls, or if you have a leaky basement, call the company St. Louis has trusted for over 30 years, PermaJack. Call PermaJack today at 636-225-2553. That's 636-225-2553. Family owned and operated since 1974. When your building needs a helping hand, solid as a rock. PermaJack, 636-225-2553.
Randy Naughton here. Do me a favor next time you walk through your living room, you know, the high traffic area in your house, kind of scooch the couch or maybe a chair out of the way. Is your carpet two different colors? Are there two different tones? It's clean underneath your chair, but not on the outside. It is time for you to take care of that. All of the winter time is just ground into your carpet, and it's time to get it out. True Clean Carpet can do it for you. 314-427-9500. True Clean Carpet was voted the number one carpet cleaning company by St. Louis readers of St. Louis Magazine. Also, Angie's List Super Service Award winner multiple times. True Clean Carpet doesn't use the shampoos that make your carpet sticky and gross to re-attract dirt. They use their True Steam Clean process that infuses the hot water into the fibers and extracts all that dirt and grime out. It's True Clean Carpet at 314-427-9500. Tell them Randy sent you and you'll get one room Scotch guarded protected for free. It's True Clean Carpet.
Frederick Roofing, wherever you live, from Chesterfield to Crestwood, Frontenac to Ferguson, Lime to Ladue, town and country and more. Warsome Woods to Wentzville, the one you know. Frederick Roofing, wherever you go. Or a hole in your roof for a whole new roof. Frederick Roofing. Frederick Roofing, wherever you live, from all of that to Ellisville to Pear and Jennings, O'Fallon to Overland, wherever you live. Maryland Heights to Manchester, the name you know. Frederick Roofing, wherever you go. Or a hole in your roof, or a whole new roof. Frederick Roofing.
St. Louis, Missouri, 314-645-2000.
You want that picture-perfect lawn, yet you've got major broadleaf weeds? I've got the solution, Dynagreen and DynagreenInfo.com. You want the Dynagreen long-lasting with Viper. That'll take care of all major broadleaf weeds. You need to find Dynagreen at your local independent lawn and garden dealer. And to find out more, go to DynagreenInfo.com. Get rid of your weeds with Dynagreen long-lasting with Viper at your independent lawn and garden dealer.
Available at Terry's Home and Garden. Want your home to make a statement? Update your home with lighting from Metro Lighting. Their certified lighting specialists are trained to work with you, your builder, or your designer, so you can discover the perfect lighting for your space. For over 40 years, Metro Lighting has made a commitment of service to their customers and is proud to be a locally owned and operated part of the St. Louis community. And right now, save on LED bulbs with Metro Lighting and Ameren's Act on Energy program. Visit MetroLightingCenters.com for the location nearest you.
I'm Chris Wall. Since taking Andro 400, I have dropped 45 pounds. I'm sleeping better. My knee pain went away. I've had some lower back issues, and I've noticed that that went away. The radio ad says it attacks belly fat. Well, let me tell you, it did. I've lost 6 inches.
So, guys, if you'd like to get similar results, try Andro 400, the safe, inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Listen each week to the Financial Safari with local retirement coach Jerry Means. Jerry says the best place to start when putting together a plan is to have the right definition of diversifying.
We have a lot of people come in. They do own small cap, mid cap, large cap, but they have all their money in stocks. And we think you should diversify among stocks, bonds, mutual funds, annuities. You know, it all boils down to the fact that all of the pieces of the financial puzzle need to fit together.
That's the Financial Safari, Sunday mornings at 10 on the Big 550 KTRA.
Big music. I show me a good Thursday. I can tell the phones, the calls are starting to stack up here. We're going to start with John. John, how are you?
Fine, Frank.
And
AM into PM as usual.
Thank you. Are you calling for the talent show?
No, I'm not. I'm calling to disagree with what you had to say earlier.
Okay, what is it? Because there's a lot that I said you could disagree with.
Remember I said, you know, your words can't change the world?
Right.
Yes. Well, apparently something you said yesterday for today has changed the world. Did you happen to get on STL today?
Yes, I scanned through it.
Did you notice, and Ian, you as well, did you notice any surveys to be taken once you click on the site or the articles in the news?
Hey, you know what? No.
Today, they weren't there.
I'd like to think that had something to do. And by the way, that's a topic we'll always talk about, is irritating things. I'm talking about politics and race. No, I'll always rail on pop-up ads. And I think it's coincidence, but boy, I'd love to think that because of what we talked about yesterday, they stopped doing that survey thing. Time will tell. We'll know in another day or two. Yeah, we'll know in a day or two.
I don't know why you said, Frank. But I clicked on one article and, you know, did pay attention to it. Well, the next one, I'm like, wait. And I clicked on about five more, and not one survey like was discussed yesterday.
I would love to think it's the end of that. Again, another couple of days, we'll know.
That's true.
All right.
I'll be listening and enjoying the talent show.
All right. Thank you, John. Anything else?
You guys have a great weekend.
Right, you too. Thank you. Wouldn't that be great if they stopped it just because of what we said? I don't think so. I'd like to think we had that kind of power, but we don't. They don't pay attention to us. Matt's up next. Hello, Matt. How are you?
All right. Amen, PM.
Well, thank you. Hallelujah. Are you calling for the talent show or something else?
Talent.
All right. Our first contestant. Let's just applaud the fact that we have our first contestant today. Now, John, I have to ask you a couple of questions. Matt, there's a lot of talk because of the Bruce Jenner interview about people being transgender. Are you transgender? Are you transsexual? Are you a transvestite? Are you a crossdresser? Are you bisexual? Are you homosexual? Heterosexual? Are you married, divorced, widow? What's the story?
Heterosexual and married.
And how long?
18 years.
18 years. Okay, you've had plenty of time to get past the 7-year itch even twice. And things are still working out okay. What do you do for a living?
So far, so good. I'm a farmer.
You're a farmer?
Yes.
Where do you farm and what do you farm?
You know where Indiana is, along the Wabash River?
The state of Indiana?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. What do you farm?
Corn, wheat, and soybean.
You're a real farmer.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
I worked for 2 years on a farm. It was some of the hardest work I ever did, running We blew silage into a silo, you know what I'm talking about? Of course you do. And then I ran a disking plow, and I ran a manure spreader and had to load the manure on the spreader and take it out with a tractor and spread it.
That's kind of like this.
And then I baled alfalfa, which is a back-breaking thing. Green
bale.
Yeah, so you're a hard-working man. Where exactly, what part of the area do you live?
Crazy.
No, it's a different alfalfa. What part of the area do you live in?
Gibson County.
Gibson County, and is that Missouri or Indiana?
That's Indiana.
Gibson County, Indiana. What are you going to do for us?
Since it's Willie Nelson's birthday, how about little Willie?
I thought it was yesterday. Was it today?
Officially is born at midnight on the 29th, so it's yesterday. He celebrates today.
Okay, so
you're in Indiana, but all the experts, so-called experts, said that our signal is not real strong.
I guess they were wrong.
Yeah, I guess
they were wrong.
I'll be darned.
I can't wait. Now, do you play guitar or just sing like Willie?
Right now I'm in a tractor cab, so just sing like Willie.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen from Gibson County, Indiana, here doing Willie Nelson is Matt. Take it away, Matt.
Oh, grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet at the sunny side of the street.
Holy cow.
I used to walk in the shade.
I'm not
with
kidding.
Those blues on parade. But I'm not afraid of this rover crossed over. How's that?
That's unbelievable.
Yeah.
That and considering the fact that the phone takes a little away, I thought you nailed him, especially on a couple of notes there and a couple of lines. Hang on a second. We're going to have a conference.
I don't know.
Matt, we will take your phone number.
Okay. Thank you.
Now, could you do this for me before we put you on hold and Dan takes your number? Could you just sing this little bit? Crazy. I'm crazy for do that. For being so lonely.
Go ahead. Ready?
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Crazy. I'm crazy for being so lonely.
Wow.
I'm telling you. About as close as I've ever heard. Matt, hang on. Dan will take your number, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, be careful with the tractor. There goes Matt from a listener in Gibson County, Indiana.
Yeah.
And Dan's right. The other station tried to portray us as having not much of a signal, when in fact, during the daylight hours from sunrise to sunset, and this is an engineering factual statement, this is the biggest, strongest radio signal of any station in the St. Louis area. And now we go to Jackie. Jackie, how are you?
Hi, Frank. I'm AM in the PM.
Well, that's good to hear.
Hallelujah.
You have a very pleasant voice, let me say that first of all.
Thank you, Frank.
And are you calling for the talent show or something else?
The talent show.
Okay. A couple of questions. Are you? Let's just ask, are you transgender?
No, Frank, I'm not.
Okay, I'm going to shorten the questionnaire because get right to, are you married, divorced, lesbian, straight? Let's keep it just there. What's the story?
I'm married.
To a man or a woman?
To a man.
See, any more you almost have to ask.
Oh, I agree.
And how long have you been married?
It will be 27 years this July.
All right, so a little personal, but how old are you?
I'm 49.
Favorite age. That's my favorite age.
Yep.
Can't believe this. And what part of town do you live in, Jackie?
I live out in St. Chuck.
St. Chuck, and what's your talent? What are you going to do?
Well, Frank, I know you're not much of a sports fan, but Adam Wainwright had surgery today.
Mm-hmm.
As a tribute to him, I've written an original poem that I'd like to do a dramatic reading.
Oh, dramatic reading.
Oh, a dramatic poem.
We would love to hear it. Folks from St. Charles County with an original poem, here is Jackie. Take it away, Jackie.
Well, Frank, could I ask first, would Dan perhaps be able to do a little intro on the harmonica of Take Me Out to the Ball Game?
Oh, my goodness. Dan.
Take me out to the ball game? Sure.
Just do Take Me Out to. Yeah. You want me to play that whole thing first, and then you do your poem?
I think that would be a nice tribute to Wayno, yeah.
Okay. I'll tell you what, we're short on time. Right. Dan, just do Take Me Out to the Ball Game. Take me out to the. And then she can go. No, wait. On my cue.
Okay.
One, two, go.
Wow. Okay, Jackie.
Okay, Jackie.
I thought he was going to play Take Me Out to Ball Game.
He did.
He did.
What's the matter with you?
Didn't
you
recognize that?
Yeah. Okay.
Okay,
all right.
Take it away.
Number 50, out for the year. Heaven knows we will cry in our beer. It's a sad, sad day here in Birdland. For in all of baseball, there's not a better man. Mo will call up another to take the start, but our dear Waino remains in our hearts.
Wow.
You know what? That was better than Casey at the bat.
Yeah, it was.
That was very good. Do you have other poetry, or just that's your first attempt?
This is my first attempt, Frank.
Well, it's a good one. Hang on, we're going to have a conference.
I don't know.
Your voice is nice. 49 years old, my favorite age. I don't know. Jackie?
Yes, sir.
It's with great sadness that I tell you we won't need your number, but I like you.
And I like the poem.
I hope you'll call back.
Frank?
What?
You're the first man that's ever said he didn't want my number.
Whoa!
I didn't say I didn't want it personally. We just don't need it for the contest.
Man.
I'd love to have your number just personally for
but
me.
But you're married, Jackie.
That doesn't mean anything. Jackie, thank you. Call anytime, okay?
Thank you, Frank.
All right. That was actually very good.
That was good.
It was very good. I don't know why we voted the way we did. Sometimes we make a mistake. We make mistakes. We may see her in a year on TV and go, look at that. We passed right over her. We're going to do a little business, come back, and remember, after the 4 o'clock, the whole rest of that hour is all yours for talent or whatever else you want it to be. Window World, they have a charitable arm called Window World Cares. They've given almost $400,000 to St. Jude Children's Hospital. I'm trying to kick that amount up, and I need you to help me. You go to frankopinion.com, hit enter, there it is in front of you. The rest is up to you. Donation, every $200 gets you an entry into the drawing to sit at our table with Peon and his wife, me and my wife, May 16th, Maryland Heights Civic Center. It's all for good cause, and all your money goes to St. Jude. The other thing you need to know about Window World is they're in the window business. It's the number one replacement window in the United States. Now, people who want real fancy windows and want to be able to say they paid $800 a piece for them, I guess this is not for you. But people who want a window that does what it's supposed to do, keep the hot air out in the summer and the cold air out in the winter, I have your window, and it's only $189. And yes, there are other windows for $189, but they're not Window World, and they don't carry the Good House.